VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Law enforcement officials say bombs and other suspicious packages targeting Hillary Clinton, former President Obama, and CNN seem to be connected. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The explosive devices addressed to Clinton and Obama were intercepted because their mail is monitored for suspicious packages. The CNN device made it to the news outlet's mailroom in Columbus Circle along with white powder. NYPD counterterrorism chief John Miller says they're investigating along with the FBI.
It appears that an individual or individuals sent out multiple similar packages.
Miller says the acts of terror began Monday when another device, apparently a pipe bomb, was found at the Westchester compound of liberal billionaire George Soros, a major contributor to Democratic causes.
There were no explosions, no reports of injuries. The White House quickly condemned the attempted attacks. Vice President Mike Pence said they have no place in this country. President Trump retweeted the statement, writing, "I agree wholeheartedly." Late-breaking developments are being posted, as always, on voanews.com. Egyptian officials say security forces have killed 11 men armed with assault rifles in a firefight that began during a dawn raid on a desert cave south of Cairo. The officials say the men killed Wednesday had been in possession of weapons and ammunition in the western desert near the Farafra Depression and had planned, quote, hostile operations. Thousands of Central American migrants are still marching toward the United States. They set out before dawn Wednesday with plans to travel 75 kilometers during the day. Mexican officials said Wednesday that about 500 migrants had accepted an offer to be returned to their countries. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's crown prince said on Wednesday that the case of journalist and Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi was painful and justice will prevail. Khashoggi was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul early this month. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said through an interpreter the death is being investigated.
The crime was really painful to all Saudis. And I believe it is painful to every human in the world. It is a heinous crime that cannot be justified.
The Crown Prince appeared on a discussion panel at an international investment conference in Riyadh. President Trump will be briefed on the investigation Thursday, Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
CIA Director Gina Haspel's been in Turkey, where Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in what the president called a botched operation that should never have happened.
It was carried out poorly, and the cover-up was one of the worst in the history of cover-ups.
The Trump administration's taken its first steps to punish the Saudis, moving to revoke the visas of suspects in Khashoggi's killing. But the president's resisting calls to cut off arms sales to the kingdom, which he considers a vital Mideast ally. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump told the Wall Street Journal newspaper that ultimately the Saudi crown prince bears responsibility for Khashoggi's death. Pakistan has freed Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, the co-founder of the Taliban and former second-in-command of the Taliban insurgency that's fighting the U.S.-backed government in neighboring Afghanistan. The senior Afghan insurgent leader is popularly known as Mullah Baradar. As another World Polio Day comes around, the World Health Organization reports three polio endemic countries, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria, hold the key to the global eradication of the crippling disease. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
About 500,000 children were becoming paralyzed by polio every year when the World Health Organization began its global polio eradication campaign three decades ago. Today, that number has been reduced by more than 99%. WHO reports fewer than 30 cases of the disease this year, many of them in countries that had been considered polio-free. Outbreaks have occurred in Niger, Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Kenya, and Papua New Guinea.
Facebook on Wednesday revealed the existence of new software that flags user images of child nudity. Facebook said the software has been rolled out over the last year. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.